I'm Mary Carol Maganzini with VPR News. Congressman Peter Welch says he hopes that legislation giving small businesses more flexibility in using COVID-19 recovery funds will pass with bipartisan support this week. Welch says he's heard from many Vermont small business owners that the original federal payroll protection program was mired in unnecessary rules that caused a number of them not to apply.
There is a consensus that we've got to help the small businesses, and the PPP as currently designed doesn't do that for many. And the goal is to achieve, is to keep folks, give them a fighting chance to stay alive. I think that there's a really good prospect that we'll pass this.
The legislation will mark the first time that the House has considered a bill using remote voting technology. Fewer people in custody and more remote hearings. Two changes to Vermont courts from the coronavirus pandemic that one state's attorney hopes are here to stay. State courts have been under a judicial emergency since mid-March, putting most non-emergency hearings on hold. Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George tells Vermont Edition she's worked closely with law enforcement and the Department of Corrections to reduce the state's prison and pretrial detainee population, both now at their lowest level in years.
We've done a lot. I think that there's more we can do. I continuously hear about cases that are of people who are being held that I don't think should be. But right now, at least in Chittenden County, the people being held pretrial are really only for very violent offenses.
George says returning people to their communities and doing more case updates and status hearings remotely could free court resources for more serious cases. The Department of Corrections will now provide Vermont inmates at a private prison in Mississippi with many of the same protections from COVID-19 that inmates receive in-state. VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
Vermont inmates and their supervising officers in Mississippi will now receive temperature checks and CDC-approved hand sanitizer, among other things. That's after a man held in Mississippi sued the department along with the Defender General's Prisoners' Rights Office. The parties have now settled. Supervising attorney Emily Trito says once her office filed suit, DOC was able to get the prison contractor, Core Civic, to agree to many measures just by asking.
It was both encouraging to me that, like, okay, like, once they ask, it can happen. It's not, but also, like, well, why didn't you ask?
DOC didn't respond for comment before our deadline. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
The Eye on the Sky forecast. Sunshine today, mixing with clouds, hot and humid, scattered showers or thunderstorms in the Adirondacks, and isolated in the rest of the north. Highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. For VPR News, I'm Mary Carol Maganzini.